Welcome to the Talk with Clads podcast. Your host is Katie Ann, an island girl on a journey with her guests to learn about their backgrounds, businesses, passions, experiences, life lessons, and wins. Come and laugh, cheer, learn, and plan with us. My friend, take some time to come and talk with Clads.
Hello, well, welcome to Talk with Clads. My name is Katie Ann, and I will be your host for today. Welcome, welcome, welcome! Yay! So welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we will delve into the mind of an entrepreneur who is driven by the desire for success and stability, but is grappling with a lack of clear business direction and a fear of financial failure. This is actually a common scenario in the entrepreneurial world, and we're here to shed light on how to navigate this complex labyrinth. The fear of financial failure is a common concern for many entrepreneurs. Some root causes of this fear can include a lack of financial security. So many entrepreneurs leave stable jobs to start their own ventures, which can create a sense of financial insecurity. The fear of not having a steady income or financial stability can be a major concern. Another fear that, you know, as we're going out on in the business world or starting our own business is personal financial obligations. Entrepreneurs often have a personal financial obligation such as mortgages, student loans, or family responsibilities. And I can attest to that because I kind of fall into that all three category. And the fear of not being able to meet these financial obligations can contribute to the fear of financial failure. And then sometimes there's limited financial resources. Starting a business requires capital, and limited financial resources can create anxiety about the potential for failure. Entrepreneurs may worry about not having enough fund to sustain their business or cover unexpected expenses. There's also, you're in the entrepreneur world, you have uncertainty of market success. The success of a business is not guaranteed, and entrepreneurs may fear that their product or service will not gain any traction in the market. And the fear of not generating sufficient revenue or achieving profitability can contribute to the fear of financial failure. Another fear is that, you know, it's an inadequate financial planning. And what that means is that poor financial planning or a lack of understanding of financial management can lead to financial challenges for entrepreneurs. I don't know why I keep on saying entrepreneurs. There's no A. It's entrepreneurs. My God, this Jamaican accent. Girl, get it together. But let me go back. So without a solid financial plan and the ability to track and manage your finances effectively, entrepreneurs may fear the consequence of financial mismanagement. Again, another fear. And as I'm talking about this, this is my personal experience because you all have that fear. I did not just go out and start a business and leave my 9-to-5. I actually did it with my job, with a job, and then transition out into owning my own business and doing it 100%. However, I mean, you still have the fear. There's also fear of debt and financial liabilities. Entrepreneurs often need to take on debt or seek investments to fund their business. And the fear of accumulating debt or being unable to repay loans can create anxiety around financial failure. And if you have past financial setbacks, previous experiences of financial setbacks or failures can leave a lasting impact on entrepreneurs. These experiences can create a fear of repeating past mistakes and facing financial difficulties again. Just if you've had, you know, setbacks the anxiety can be crippling, because if you have been able to come from that, it's not a place that you want to revert back to. Also, if you have stakeholders in your business or any types of partnership, you may feel some types of pressures from these stakeholders. So entrepreneurs may feel pressure from investors, partners, or family members who have high financial expectations. The fear of disappointing these stakeholders and facing financial consequences can contribute to the fear of financial failure. It's important for entrepreneurs to address the root causes and develop strategies to manage their fear of financial failure, because these fears are valid and it can happen. So what needs to happen to manage these fear is that having proper financial planning, seeking advice from financial professionals, building a strong support network, and continuing to learn and adapt to market conditions. As an entrepreneur, it's very important to have a clear business direction. So what I want to discuss with you is the significance of having a clear business direction. You know, an entrepreneur with a clear vision will be able to manage the fear because you have a set goal ahead. Having a clear business direction is crucial for the success and growth of any organization. So here are some reasons why a clear business direction is important. It gives you focus and alignment. A clear business direction provides focus, and it helps us to align all aspects of organization towards whatever your common goal is or whatever your strategic vision is. It allows employees and entrepreneurs to understand, and you may not be at the stage where you have employees yet. So as a business owner, it allows you to understand the purpose and direction of the business and work towards achieving the goals. And if you have employees, it helps them to understand what role they play and to understand the purpose and direction of the business and work towards achieving that objective with you. This alignment improves efficiency and reduces wasted efforts. Another thing with having a clear business direction is that you need to have strategic decision making. A clear business direction enables informed and effective decision making. When the direction is well defined, it becomes easier to evaluate opportunities. It allows you to assess risks and make strategic choices that align with the overall business goals. It helps you to prioritize resources and investments in areas that contribute to the long-term success of an organization. Example, you may see that, let's say you started a cleaning business and you're looking for cleaning supplies, but you want to buy it at below what the market value is while still achieving quality products. You may look at, you know, a business that's going out of another cleaning business that's going out of business. And you may go to them and say, hey, I'll buy your products at this and this. And because they're going out of business, of course, it's heavily discounted. So because you have a clear vision and direction, you made the decision, hey, let me approach my former, well, not competitor, because this person is going out of business, so they're no longer a competitor, but a would-be competitor if they were still in business, and get their products at discount. And so you would be, when you use those products, or if you decide that you're going to sell those products, you may be able to sell it at profit. So that's an example of like a strategic decision making. Now, if you have employees, having a clear, you're super focused, then for your employees, it allows employee engagement and motivation. A clear business direction provides employees with a sense of purpose and direction. And as I said, if they know the role that they play in your business, in your organization, it gives them that sense of purpose. It allows them to be engaged and go, hey, this is how I affect. This is how I affect the business to help them achieve their goal. They feel as if they are empowered. And that's what you want to do, is to empower your employees. When employees understand the organization's goals and their role in achieving them, they're more engaged and motivated. So this leads to higher productivity, improved job satisfaction, and lower turnover rate. Just think about that, because turnover can affect an organization's bottom line significantly. So having a clear business direction, of course, it's going to affect also the customer service that you provide. And that could be internal or external customers. So it also provides customer focus. A clear business direction helps the organization to stay customer focused. So by understanding the needs and preferences of their target market, and your target market is who you're selling that product or service to. So if you're able to understand the needs and preferences of the target market, businesses can align their product, services, and strategies to meet whatever the customer's expectations are. This customer-centric approach enhances customer satisfaction, loyalty, and ultimately, it will lead to business success. Another thing that you have to recognize in today's environment is it's ever-changing. It's fluid, right? Whichever sector you're in, for your business, it's always fluid. So it's very important for you to be adaptable and have some agility. You have to be able to pivot. So in a rapidly changing business environment, a clear business direction enables organizations to be more adaptable and agile. It allows them to respond quickly to market shifts, emerging trends, and new opportunities. It provides a framework for evaluating and adjusting strategies.
Do you want to provide a memorable experience at your event? Book Pinbounce at 561-727-5488.
Pinbounce offers bounce houses, cotton candy machines, tables, chairs, and other event services in Palm Beach County, Florida. We offer all you need in one place. Follow us on social media using @PinBounce. And to book your event, call us at 561-727-5488. Remember, we put the P in party with the Pinbounce touch.
Go Pinbounce!
You're listening to Talk with Clads. Find more resources online at cladsresources.com. Now back to the show with your host, Katie Ann.
Ensuring the business to remain relevant and competitive. So think about AI, right? AI right now, it's quickly going. It's a trend right now. And I actually don't think it's going away. It's here to stay. So how do you incorporate using AI into your business? If you have a website, could it be a chatbot that engages the customers? Hey, my name is John, or my name is Kay. How can I assist you today? So you're using that chatbot to engage the customer regardless of the time of day that they may visit your website. You can also use it to look at trends, do some research by putting in different formulas to provide your business with a competitive advantage. So let's look at another thing, right? What a clear business direction facilitates also communication. How many times have you been in an organization where the communication is so poor, or the business where the communication is so poor that, and you may go back and you see that they're no longer in business, or the organization itself is not profitable because there's a lack of communication. There's no communication to their stakeholders. So a clear business direction facilitates effective communication with stakeholders. This includes any investors, partners, suppliers, and customers. It helps to convey the organization's vision, mission, and goals. It builds trust and it fosters strong relationships. Clear communication enhances transparency and facilitates collaboration, which can lead to valuable partnerships and support. Now, a lot of times, if you go to a strategic retreat, some type of planning, all right, or if your organization does some type of planning, or they should always incorporate a communication plan. How can I get the information that I want to convey from A to be consistent and clear and precise? All right. So always remember that it's very important to have stakeholder communication. And next thing that we should look at is performance measurement, right? If you don't measure your performance, then how will, if you're doing well as a business? So a clear business direction provides a basis for measuring performance and holding individuals, could be the entrepreneur, could be whoever is in leadership. It provides a basis for measuring performance and holding individuals and teams accountable. Well-defined goals and metrics enable the organization to track progress, identify areas for improvement, and celebrate achievement. It promotes a result-oriented culture that drives continuous growth and success. As I said, you need to be able to tap in and see, you have metrics set up to see how you're doing 3 months, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. These are the metrics that I'm measuring to see how my business is doing and how do I hold, you know, it promotes accountability because you need to hold yourself, be it CEO, business owner, or if you're a manager, accountable, and also your team members accountable if you have any. So going back, I discussed the fears earlier. So now I'm saying to manage the fears, you need to have a clear business direction. A clear business direction is essential for maintaining focus, making strategic decisions, engaging employees, satisfying customers, adapting to change, communicating with stakeholders, and measuring performance. It serves as a guiding compass, enabling businesses, organizations to navigate challenges, seize opportunities, and achieve sustainable success. Because you don't want a one-time success. You want to be able to sustain the success and grow even more as a business. So how do you overcome fear and find direction? So, you know, what are some practical strategies to overcome fear and find a clear business direction? So we'll talk about the importance of mentorship and continuous learning and strategic planning in the journey of entrepreneurship. Overcoming fear and finding direction as an entrepreneur can be a challenging process. So, and it has been a challenging process for me, but here are some strategies that I found helpful and that I wanted to discuss with you today. So identify and address the root causes. Understand the specific fears and uncertainties that are holding you back. We are all human. We all have them. So it's important to understand, like, why is this holding me back? So reflect on your past experiences, your personal beliefs, and also your environment and any limiting beliefs or mindset that may be contributing to your fear. Once you identify the root cause, work on addressing them. And you can do this through self-reflection, therapy, or seek guidance from mentors, coaches, sponsors. There's nothing wrong in having a mentor if you need one, coach, and also a sponsor. And a sponsor is someone that just pretty much bigs you up and speaks about you when you're not in the room. Where a mentor just guides you, the sponsor does the extra step. Another thing is that you have to set clear goals and define your vision. Clearly define your long-term vision and set specific, you hear me speak about this all the time, set specific achievable goals to work towards. Having a clear direction gives you something to focus on and It helps to overcome fear and uncertainty. Break down your goals into smaller, actionable steps to make them more manageable and also be able to track your progress. Seek support and guidance. And this is so important. Surround yourself with a supportive network of mentors, advisors, and like-minded entrepreneurs who can provide guidance, support, and accountability. You don't want to be surrounded by a group that will break you down, will continuously find fault. You know, that's, I can tell you, just do some reflection on your circle, because that's going to be very important in your success. Connect with entrepreneurial communities, join networking groups, attend conference, and seek out mentorship programs. Having a support system can boost your confidence and provide valuable insights and encouragement. Also, don't be afraid to learn. Just don't be afraid to learn. You never know in everything, right? And continuous learning and skill development, invest in ongoing learning and skill development to build your confidence and expertise. Invest in yourself. Take courses, attend workshops, read books, and stay updated with industry trends. The more knowledge and skills you acquire, the more equipped you will feel to navigate challenges and finding your direction. And then also, don't be afraid to take risks. And when I say risk, take calculated risks. Entrepreneurship inherently involves taking risks. You having your own business is a risk itself. However, it's important to take calculated risks by conducting thorough research, analyzing market trends, and evaluating potential outcomes. Develop like a risk management plan and be prepared for different scenarios. Taking calculated risks can help you overcome fear and move forward with confidence, because you've kind of gone through the plan yourself, right? So you may not be able to plan for everything, but you have some type of plan in place. So if something happens, you go, okay, this is what I'm going to do because this went wrong. Also, don't be afraid to fail. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Understand that failure is a part of the entrepreneurial journey. Instead of fearing failure, view it as a learning opportunity. Analyze your failures, identify the lessons learned, and use them to adjust your strategies and improve your decision making. Embracing failure as a stepping stone towards success can help you overcome fear and gain clarity. Another thing that I'm actually very guilty of, I need to do more, is practice self-care and manage stress, because you can't take on the world. You feel like you can't. But if you're not healthy mentally, you're doing yourself wrong. So practice self-care and manage stress. Entrepreneurship can be demanding and stressful. Take care of your physical and mental well-being by practicing self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Managing stress and prioritizing self-care will help you stay focused, resilient, and better equipped to overcome fear. Also, you've done all the planning. How do you continue to manage to fear and have that sense, clear business direction? You have to take action. You have to take action and iterate. Sometimes the best way to overcome fear and find direction is to take action. Start small, experiment, gather feedback, and iterate as you go. The iterative approach allows you to gain valuable insights, make adjustments, and refine your direction over time. Remember, overcoming fear and finding direction is a personal journey, and it may take time. Be patient with yourself. celebrate small wins and stay committed to your goals. This is a small pod. It's not a long podcast. I just wanted to touch base with you. I was thinking like, what are we going to talk about? And I thought, you know what? As I'm going through it, I'm here with you and I wanted to discuss this topic. So remember, face your fears, find your direction, and take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey. I don't even know when I'm going to get that word right, but by now you've been listening, you know what it is. So thank you for taking some time. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the entrepreneurial labyrinth. Remember, the path to success and stability may be fraught with fears and uncertainties, but with the right mindset and tools, you can navigate your way to your desired destination. Stay tuned for our next episode where we continue to explore the fascinating world of entrepreneurship. Thank you guys for taking some time to talk with Clats. Bye guys. Bye.
Clads Resources and Consulting values its customers. Our planner Footsteps to My Vision is a 13-month planner that can be used for 5 years. It walks you through SMART goals, SWOT analysis, action planning, and holds you accountable through 3 monthly check-ins. We work only with top quality materials, innovative designs, and verified suppliers, which are guaranteed to deliver to our high expectations, because when it comes to our customer satisfaction, there's no room for compromise. Made with high quality PU leather and paper planner helps you focus on achieving your goals by giving you a sense of personal and professional satisfaction. Some of the amazing features of this product: Vision Board Planner, luxury pen, 8GB USB flash drive, wireless mouse, ultra elegant packaging box, available in 5 stunning colors: black, red, gold, pink, navy blue. Material: PU leather. 13-month planner. Elastic band for easy handling. Our Footsteps to My Vision is available at Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, our website, and at Walmart. You may also follow us at www.cladsresources.com, Instagram, Clads Resources, Facebook, facebook.com/cladsresources/.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Clads Resources and online at www.cladsresources.com. Our planner, Footsteps to My Vision, is also located on our website or on Facebook, Instagram, or Amazon. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep creating your footpath to your vision.